Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson, and you at UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Javon Dewan on the line with me, and he has a new single out 10 times. My blessings, man.
Yes, yes.
Now, I'm we're going to let them know God got more than 10 times, but just to give you a little brief to our saints, that's like 70 times 7. Okay, go ahead, Javon. Go ahead.
All right, for my saints. Like my grandma would say, you know what I'm saying, for all my saints out there, she means tenfold.
Come on.
You done heard that time.
Yeah.
You're going to tenfold it. You put it in church or you put it here, you're going to tenfold it.
I love it.
What we're talking about in 2026, 10 times is like 10X. That means I want 10 times of what I'm put out. My effort to be 10 times. And like you said, God has 100 times. But let's just start here and get 10 times, and let's not think so small and get a double. I did this, I want a double back. No, I don't want nothing double, because see, think about it. If I can get it 10 times in my abundance, I can give some away, which is called overflow, and it won't even affect me. If you only just multiply one time, you might need that strictly for you or just your family. But we don't want to just bless the family. We want to bless the community. We want to bless the church. We want to bless the culture. We want to bless the homelessness. We want to bless the prisons.
Yes.
We want to bless everybody. The only way to be able to do that is ask God for the abundance so you can give your overflow away. So this is what we're going to be in agreement about, tenfolding my life, tenfolding my health, tenfolding
Come
my bank
on,
account,
sir.
Tenfolding my spiritual life, tenfolding my love, tenfold my healing. I don't want to just be healed. I want to be a superhero. It talks about declaring it. Every title is a declare.
Right.
It says, he 10X my blessing, exclamation point. The next song says, don't tell me what my God can't do, exclamation point. I come back and say, this is what a miracle sound like, exclamation point. And the last song says, it came out of nowhere. And I put like a whole movie thing together when I was in bad relationships. And sometimes you hear things in your ears that makes you feel like you don't have that light or that favor anymore, or you don't know where you're going. And then you still go out on your mission. And I named it the anointed heroes. God used ordinary people. So you already have the light. It's up to you to go out and give it in kindness and give it in spirit or give it in love and give it in hugs, because you have the light. People be like, favor ain't fair. I say, yeah, to the person that don't know they already got favor.
Come on, sir. Come on. And listen, you know, I tell people, because, you know, some people get upset about the prosperity message. And yes, some people have mishandled it. I'll say that. However, my favorite line is, Abraham wasn't broke. Okay. Take your time. Let that sit. Man, on the new project, you worked with a lot of people. You did a lot of major collaborations. How did you come about picking and choosing who was going to be on the project and bring it all together?
Well, a couple of things. One, Gas Money, what I call Gas Money, you can't go nowhere without him. His name is Gassner, the artist. He's one of the producing heroes on this project. He do everything, is 100% on what I mean. He write, he sings, he play keys, he do everything. Then Jazzy Faye, for a lot of y'all that may not know, he is a 200 million record soul producer. So these are like two of my close friends, and also what I call my super friends,
right,
the superheroes. So they're always part of the project. But then I went out and said, hey man, let me go and stretch it, because see, God is not in a box. He's
right.
Not in a cage. He's not anything. He's in oxygen. So what I do in my mission and my vision from God is I go out and stretch the word to make it cooler for other people and meet them where they are, not where we think they should be.
Right.
I go grab Isaac Carey, because I like Isaac Carey, and I heard that song, and I seen him on Instagram laughing and smiling. The man is always smiling. I was like, I want his energy, because he's always smiling and being goofy and fun. And we need that in this life.
Right?
He's always laughing. He's got this high energy, because that's what I call myself, Javon Dewan, the energy.
Okay.
What most people are missing is not information. They missing energy
right. To
go apply the information. Right?
Right.
Then I said Blanco Brown, super country, a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Do a lot of stuff, millions of records sold too, but he comes from the church too, and he loves God too. So
right. Why
not get different men, especially? I was very
Come
particular
on,
about getting
yeah.
young men from different walks of life with the same foundation, which is God, to go and meet God where he already is, which is oxygen, so we can all breathe it together.
Right. Right. I mean, it appears like you just have fun. How do you incorporate that in team building in your business models?
Always. It's always the fun, the energy, as I've said. The way that you start your day, I played football, I played quarterback. There's the only way to get the best out of huddle is by being the best. You got to know how to affect it. I say now, always have a slogan. My slogan that I live by is serving is beneath you, then leadership is beyond you.
Ooh.
So in team building, if you come out and serve, right, then you lead. I don't come out to be the leader. I don't come out to be the boss. I don't come out to be in the front. I'm never in the back, in my opinion. Like, at the end of the day, even when they think we're in the back of the line, all you got to do is turn around. You're in the front. That's how I look. That's how I feel. If the line got the 500 people and you're in the last one in the line, if you just turn around the other way, you first.
That's
right. I teach my team to reframe the mindset of thinking that you less than or you in competition. I said super friends, X-Men, we got superpowers, everybody. That's what X-Men do. I didn't say Batman and Robin, where you got the power and I'm just your sidekick. No, everybody has a superpower from God. Now let's go figure out how we put that light together to affect the world, make it a little bit more brighter, tenfold our blessings, give some energy, give some smiles, because, man, this world would make you stop smiling.
Yes.
So when you're not smiling, you can't even concentrate on God in high energy. You're going to concentrate on God in the valley. I want you to concentrate on God in the sky, too, on Stone Mountain.
Right.
God has got energy, too. Yeah, we can praise, and we do that. You know, we get down there in the valley. But I promise you, you can get up on top of Stone Mountain. I'm telling you that I'm blessed.
Right,
I want to just be thankful. That's what you're hearing.
Right.
You're hearing thankfulness. And my story, they don't know. I got had five blood clots in my lungs that killed my brother that didn't kill me. I've been shot. They didn't kill me 32 times in a car, but it didn't kill me. I've been in wrecks that my back, I couldn't even walk.
Wow.
I couldn't even do that. So they think when I'm out here dancing, I'm dancing because of music. No, I ain't. I'm dancing because I'm celebrating my life, because it was about 6 months that I had to crawl to the bathroom. So you always don't understand the glory. You understand the glory, but you don't understand the story.
Right. Man.
And the story is what's meaningful, and that's where God lives.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I tell people, until you had a full encounter with Christ Jesus crucified, you will never understand the praise, the joy, and the worship. You know, I can wake up sometimes and start cooking my breakfast and just have a pure moment. No music was playing, nothing. It was just the thought of God can bring tears to my eyes. I throw my hands up and just get into a full worship all by my little lonesome. Yeah, so you are truly a multifaceted creative. What inspires you? You know, I know you love people and you do great with leadership and enjoy having fun, but what inspires you and how does that...
No, in real time.
Right. How does that exude?
Yeah. What really inspires me is really like my brother Rodney. And he's one of my main inspirations. He's my older brother.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't even talk about it a lot, but he was born, you know, handicapped, legs don't work. Can't talk, can't walk, can't hear, all these type of things, and always had the energy to just keep pushing forward. Been robbed plenty of times because he was out working, and you know, he just had the odds in life against him.
Right.
And you know, to watch and go to my mother's house and watch my brother crawl up the steps with a bowl in his mouth, cook his food, do all this, and crawl back down the steps. That is the most grateful, thankful, humbling experience in my life.
Yeah.
So it reframes everything, even when my back was hurting.
I always
connected back to him about the opportunity that he would never get. Just walking.
Right.
He's going to never get that opportunity.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just talking. He's never going to get that opportunity. So inside of that, that inspiration is taught me every day, all the way down to my foundation. And there's so many other Rodneys out in the world that are never going to get a chance to be what you and I are.
Mm.
And I take that with me and ground me everywhere I go, that all I see is rottenness, the unheard, the unspoken, the underdog. And I mean, all these people, and I want to talk, I want to inspire, I want to be the voice for, I want to be the smile for, I want to be the legs and the arms and the chest and the hardship and the ears for all the rottenness in the world. And that's what inspires me, because the rottenness would be overlooked. And it might be a different name. Can be overlooked. And I've been overlooked. I've been walked over. I've been trampled over. I've been stepped on and all that. But the difference is I still got legs and to get up, to get out of that scenario. Somebody else, like my brother, has had all these, you know, things that the world brings to you too. But when he wake up every day, that's why whoever's listening, I want you to know, in your circumstances, when he wake up every day, he'll never be able to walk out of his pain. You can only believe in his faith to walk out of it. You can't go walk and go to the plane, or walk and go get in the car, and walk and go drive, and walk and say, I'm going to go to the park. He can't do none of that. He got to figure out how he's going to do that. So those things right there is what empowers me, if you can hear the passion in my voice.
Yes, absolutely.
Every day, to make sure that I vibrate some music, I vibrate some energy to the person that needs a generator.
Now, on this project, is there another favorite song you have on there?
That's tough. There's a lot of them.
I know. Everybody who has an album
I like
is
all
like,
of them. Ooh, it's tough because I like... I think one of my favorites is probably Don't Tell Me What My God Can't Do. It's
okay.
Me and Jazz, Money Jazz, and Gene Moore. And they and
that's just because Gene everybody Moore, I said, what's up?
Oh yeah, Gene killing it. And I pick singers too, because you know I sing a little bit, but I pick singers because I like singing. So I pick singers, and then I like one with Jazzy and Mike too from 112. And
okay.
The personal one is This Is What a Miracle Sound Like, because it's talking about me walking out that hospital. And people looking at me and doctors saying, I don't know how your oxygen is perfect with these big old blood clots in your lungs. And I'm like, I know exactly why it's perfect.
That's
and
right.
I know exactly why I'm walking in here, even though I have. I know you don't know, but I do. So that's my personal story favorite.
Uh-huh.
But one of my favorite records is Don't Tell Me What My God Can't Do.
I love it. How is the music scene out there in Atlanta, especially for the gospel community? It seems like it's has an uptick, but I'm not there. If you could share with us.
Yeah. You know, Atlanta, in any other places, as you know, especially for gospel, you got to find a new way or a new way to add that to the energy that you're really going against. And what I mean by that, you got secular that's so prominent, and especially in all spaces, but we're specifically talking about Atlanta. It's so much secular everywhere that it's okay, but they're opening up to it. You just got to kind of give it to them a little bit the way that they eat it. It's just like you. If you eat vegan, and no matter how hungry you are, you're going to be like, I'm hungry, but I don't eat beef.
Right.
I don't do that. So I got to meet you where you are and still give you God, right? So that's what you see. And I think it's starting to happen more where we're meeting them in the same type of, you know, fade away that Future or, you know, Bruno Mars or Chris Brown would have, can have that same 808 for me, Kurt Franklin, Ty Tribbett, and everybody else I like.
Right,
you know what I mean? So
right.
You're still getting the same rhythm and same feeling. And then the biggest mission for me is touching the youth.
Okay.
What I love more than anything about the music that I'm doing is that it touches the youth. It's hard because you get down to the youth. I just did a youth conference. It was about, and it wasn't a church, it was just a youth conference, like the Boys and Girl Club,
right?
One church. But my point is, right, it's 500 kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm gonna do? You think I'm gonna be able to go in here and just start preaching or pastoring or, you know, playing songs that they ain't gonna never listen to? They're gonna run around, they 5, 6, 10, 12 years old, they're gonna run around, they ain't gonna pay no attention,
right?
They're not gonna pay attention. So what I love is that God gave me a vision and a vessel to touch the grandmama, the mama, the auntie, and the kids.
Right.
So it depends on where I'm going. I can give it to you. I can give you, It's Not Over. Right? I can give you that. I can give you Without You as a card. Without you. But it's always something where I'm still coming back on the tail end, making it very, very rememberable.
Right.
We're going to run and get all of them blessings. For real. Ain't going to let nobody ever stop us. For real.
Yeah.
Right. By the time I get to the kids, I'm like, everybody say, for real. They don't even know that they're speaking God positivity and all of these things over and in their lives. They just looking like we're having a good time because it sounds sonically, the beat and the energy is what you're familiar with. You don't even know what you're saying out your mouth yet.
Man.
That's what I love.
I love that. I love that because that reminds me of Pontius Pilate when he's like, y'all want Barabbas or Jesus? And they like, crucify him, crucify him. And then they say, and may his blood be on us. They didn't even realize what they were saying. Ooh, I feel good. That was good. Okay. So,
yeah.
Javon Dewan and the Trap Stars. Let's talk about the Trap Stars.
Trap Stars is another example of why I follow the Trap Stars. I knew people would ask me that in the gospel and the kingdom space, and I wanted you to ask me that.
Well, I did.
And that's exactly what I wanted you to do. I want you to do that.
Uh-huh.
I did it. I could have named it Javon Dewan and the family. You know,
right,
did
right.
All kind of stuff and made it very palatable to you to where it's something that you're used to. I did that not on purpose. I did it right on purpose. And the reason I did that is because another reason is everybody from kids up can be a trap star. And you're like, oh, how? Because the acronym I made up is Talent Revolving Around Purpose. That's the Trap Stars. So if you got a talent, whatever it is, I don't care if you're a teacher. I don't care if you're a singer. I don't care if you rap. I don't care if you're a pastor. I don't care if you're an artist. If you attach it to purpose, you'll never be trapped again in your life. Economically, mentally, spiritually, financially, nothing. If it's all led with your purpose and your talent together, you ain't trapped no more.
Come
and
on,
that's
sir.
Why I call it that. So I get to get the youngins, I get to get the old ones, be like, what you do? Trap star, I'm do this, I'm a personal trainer, cool. Do you go out and also give in your purpose sometimes? How do you do that? She was like, I go out and, you know, help the elderly. Yeah, you're a trap star, you're not the hero because you serve beyond money.
Come on.
That means your talent is purposeful. Because if you're doing your talent strictly just for money, then it's a work for hire.
Ooh.
That's your talent. You work for hire with your talent. But when you go beyond money and you go serve the talent and the gift God gave you, now you're purposeful. Now you're a trap star. The greatest thing that you can do in your life, and I want to just inspire somebody that's listening today on one thing that's important. Remember, no matter what your scenario or your situation has been, I want you to be in the present. I want you to exist in the present. And I want you to get in the know of God and know what he's going to do and know how. And you might say today, I don't know how that's going to happen. Close your eyes and start declaring it in your life. Don't just ask for it.
Yeah.
Say you have it. Say I have it. Claim it. I got that new house. I have a new house. I have a new car. I have a new set. I am healed. I am strong. I am blessed. And that's what I want you to do. And if you need music to underline that feeling, 10X me, I promise you, it's going to give you that. Clean up to it, sweet to it, cook some, you know, give some breakfast or some lunch or some dinner to it, and let me please be the theme song to your new story of your abundance.
Wow, I love that. I absolutely love that. Where can they get your music? It's on all digital platforms?
All digital platforms. The new video is coming out there like a video movie, real story, anointed heroes, because I know you've been in a relationship, men and women, where you pick the wrong person. I always say you're a bad pick or you're a bad picker. You got to figure out which one you are. And in that space, whatever you're next to and you talk to the most, that is what's going to try to impede you from your greatness. So if you got the wrong woman or you got the wrong man, no matter how bright your light is, it's going to start to dim because you're going to question it by listening to the wrong person. And I did that. So inside of that, even though in this depiction, you see the bad relationship and me getting through it, but it's tangible because most people have that, man and woman,
right.
Or parents and son, or parents and daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to you that when you walk out that relationship and you walk outside, God has a vision, a mission, and a purpose for you, no matter if the other person that says they love you don't see it. Just because they love you don't mean they don't love you. That don't mean that your calling is a conference call, though. Don't mean that.
Right.
Does not mean that.
Wow.
I tell people all the time, but like, I turn to love Tina. It looked like it, didn't it? That don't mean that's the love you want, though.
Right.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We coming up here to uplift, and that's what you want to be around.
Right.
That don't mean you're going to always be around it. You're just going to have discernment to know what to be around so you can be around it and you can become it as well. So I try to make sure my circle now and the things around me is we are in competition on speaking life into each other.
I love that. Take that. Not Diddy. I'm not trying to be Diddy. But take that note. I kept saying it, so I felt like I'm saying take that. No. Take that note. Take that note and make that a sticky, because that was good. Let's compete in trying to uplift each other, you know, instead of condemning each other and putting each other down. I can't even get on social media. It's disgusting. So yeah, let's be down with that crew. You know, that's why we say we are where key players speak, because we don't deal with that. We don't deal with that over here. Mm-hmm. Not on my watch.
Mm-hmm. You know, just to add something to you before I go, because it's in my spirit. I'm writing something, and I just wrote this down, and it hit my spirit on this conversation. And I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be called Do You Know What You Carry? Mm. That's the name. That's what just hit me right now. That's what it's going to be called. Do You Know What You Carry? Because, see, here's the kicker, and you getting it first on the buzz as well happened. Javon DeJuan, it just hit me right now. Do you know what you carry? So if you don't know what you carry, and the person you're even going to date don't know what you carry, right? Uh-huh. So imagine you and I dating, and we go on a ship. We're going to call the ship is life. Uh-huh. So you got relationships.
Come
we got a ship
on.
With no relation, though.
Yeah.
With no relation. So we got a ship. So once we get on his beautiful, you got this big, great bag. I got this big, great bag. It's stylish, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, whatever you want to call it. And we're getting on the ship, and it's excited. But the ship is life. And in life, there's ebbs and flows in the ocean. It's going to get rocky. It's going to get this. And as soon as it get rocky, right, you're going to say, well, open up your bag. And you open up your bag. And we can work through this. I know you got something in there that can help us through this, you know, calamity and this tragedy that's happening. And you open it up, it ain't nothing in there.
Mm.
You be like, you got this big old bag and it's empty. You don't have no character. You ain't got no first aid kit. You ain't have no conflict resolution. You ain't got God. You ain't got no grace. You ain't got nothing. You just got a big bag. So before you decide to say I do, what I would ask you to do is first find out what you carry. And before you get to that level, make sure you find out what they carry. Before y'all try to carry each other.
That's so good. And please don't be deceived because someone called themselves a Christian. And I am not even sorry about what I just said. that has to be one of the greatest supplanter messages that I believe when pastors are saying, and you need a Christian woman and you need a Christian man, please vet. And the Bible is clear. Try the spirit, by the spirit, be clear. And you said, open the bag and God ain't there. That's so scary. That's so scary. That, you know what I'm saying?
You better go find out.
You're going to find out today, you know?
Yes, man.
Yeah. I mean, because we see, this is why I always say you got to read your Bible for yourself. And I love pastors who say that. Don't listen to me. Read your Bible, because we understand that Satan can transform into a false light. But let me tell you how you identify true light. There's no shadow of turning. So there's no no shadow of turning on positive, good, godly light. That means that person don't fluctuate. They're consistent. There's no highs and there's no lows. There's a level of consistency when you're in Christ, because there's only one you depend on. All right.
Right. Makes sense. I love it. Yeah. Hand claps.
Well, I just want to say thank you for coming through and sharing about the new project. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to prosper and excel in all that you do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Please allow us to be one of your media partners. Tell the people how they can connect with you, your social media, website, etc.
Okay. First of all, thank you so much for having me. We had such a great conversation before this interview. It was meaningful. It was frequency. It was energy. And I really appreciate the time to amplify what we're doing in the kingdom. So keep being great. You can follow me, please, at Javon DeJuan. That's JEVONDEWAND. Javon DeJuan on all platforms. My website is JavonDeJuanBeyond.com. That's what I mean. Let's go beyond the traditions and the conditions that are taught to us. Let's go beyond the limitations that the world try to put us on and put us in. Let's just keep going beyond the greatest thing that you can do in your life. And I want to just inspire somebody that's listening today.
I love it. I love it, man. That's some good stuff.
Thank you so much for having me. We done fed today.
Right, now, right.
If y'all was hungry, I hope y'all done ate the smorgasbord of love and blessings because we done gave it.
Yeah, facts, facts. Javon, I thank you so much. To my new brother in Christ, I love you.
Love you too, sir.
And we are looking out for this project. And again, like I said, once a key player, always a key player. Make sure you return to the platform.
Absolutely, I will.